You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I actually looked up the quote-unquote stay-at-home son label that the right is actually trying to use as a new shaming term for young men. Now, there was a segment called Men in Decline that was, of course, done by Megyn Kelly and, of course, everyone's least favorite loudmouth, Tommy Lahren, where once again, young men are being taken to task for not going back and accepting an unacceptable deal called the modern American woman and not getting on that hamster wheel in a literally impossible job market. Now, as I stated, they're trying to use that term as a shaming term. However, I wanted to find the truth behind this new label. Now, of course, I found the Wall Street Journal article, which in the first line starts off as definitely a heavily biased article. However, I'm glad I did a little bit more digging and I found this article from Screen Rant that was published on the 30th of May. Jeopardy's Brendan Leaw reveals the truth behind the viral quote-unquote stay-at-home son introduction. Now, Mr. Leaw unintentionally shattered the imagery that a lot of people want to put on to young men who are struggling, who decide, you know what? I am going to actually remain home. Yeah, as you all know, and of course, Tommy Lahren had to let it be known that any men in this position are quote unquote living in their mama's basement and ordering DoorDash. You know, the stereotypical quote unquote loser stereotype, the overweight, fat, neck-bearded guy. However, this kid unintentionally shattered that image. Three-day Jeopardy champion Brendan Leaw was introduced as a quote-unquote stay-at-home son during his time on the show. And he's revealing the truth about this description, which went viral. During Jeopardy's run, Brendan, 27, called himself a recent graduate and stay-at-home son. He recently earned his master's degree in political science, and he lives at home with his parents while he looks for a job. Interesting. The kid has a master's degree and is still not able to find work. During his Jeopardy run, Brendan earned a total of $61,398 in his four games, losing the fourth one after a heartbreaking daily double mistake that led to him not even participating in Final Jeopardy. In an interview with Wall Street Journal, which we all know was definitely printed in bad faith, Brendan revealed that he calls himself a stay-at-home son because he's currently unemployed and he wanted to find a funny euphemism for his current situation. He explained, "It's a tongue-in-cheek and it sounds better than being unemployed. It's tough times right now, So let's try and get some laughter out there. Brendan said, I figured even if I lost my first game, at least I could make people laugh. So, right out the gate, he said, yeah, it's a tongue-in-cheek response. It was basically my attempt at bringing a little bit more humor into a dark world. However, oh no, the conservatives, nah, they decided we're going to use this as a means to attack young men. Remember, gentlemen, if nothing else, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats really give a shit about men's struggle beyond our means to be productive to either party. Brendan added that his stay-at-home son description also reflects the trend of rejecting hustle culture, he said. I think that is more typical of my age cohort. My career doesn't really define me, and it should be just a thing where I'm okay with what I do and make enough to pay the bills. Oh, that right there, gentlemen. He said he wants to make enough to pay his bills. Not once did he mention a woman so far. And that right there is where a lot of the conservatives are focusing on. Remember, Tommy Lauren talked about how young women want to form families, yet she herself is married and does not have any kids. So talk about being a massive hypocrite. By embracing his current situation, Brendan hopes to inspire others not to give up. He said, quote unquote, it can get a little dark at times when you're just like, what am I doing? I'm just here at home. I would tell people to keep the faith, hang in there, maybe study for Jeopardy. He also shared that his family doesn't have generational wealth, so he wants to start his career. In fact, he was studying for the LSAT, the Law School Admission Test, when he received the call for Jeopardy. He said, I'm not a trust fund kid. My parents immigrated from Brunei, were solidly middle class, maybe even lower middle. Oh, so this kid is an immigrant. His parents were immigrants. Well, that right there adds even more depth to this young man. I wouldn't be comfortable just lounging around all day. I feel like at least I should be productive while I'm home. Although he's a stay-at-home son now, Brendan does have some big goals for his future, including possibly delaying his original plan to go to law school. He shared, I don't know what's going to happen with all of this Jeopardy stuff and newfound publicity. If something better comes along, I'm not opposed to shelving law school for a bit. In the long run, government work or politics, I wrote my master's thesis on the House of Representatives, and I really want to work on the Hill. Working in the Senate as a staffer would be my dream job, basically. Jeopardy, as you know, is the most prestigious and highbrow game show on television, and it appeals to a very specific audience, usually made up of intellectuals with advanced degrees and successful careers. You can say that, but I liked it because of all the history. However, Brendan's stay-at-home son introduction brought awareness to the reality that younger generations are struggling. I'm going to put younger generations of men are struggling. but it's nothing to be ashamed of. That right there, young men, do not let these people try to make you feel bad or pigeonhole you into making a decision that you might regret in the long run. Take your time. Remember, women have a biological clock. You don't. You can take your time to get exactly where you want to go. This means he could bring a whole new audience to Jeopardy as fans relate to his current situation. Brendan isn't ashamed of being a stay-at-home son, and he's making it more acceptable. Although his initial run on Jeopardy has ended, it's almost certain that he'll return for the Champions Wild Card, during which he'd compete for a spot in the Tournament of Champions. There's even a possibility that he could automatically qualify for the Tournament of Champions. Since he is so relatable as a stay-at-home son, Brendan has developed a fan following who'd surely tune in just to watch him play again, which means that Jeopardy might gain even more viewers. Ah, yes. Quid pro quo. I love the fact that Brendan has embraced his current situation of being unemployed and reframed it as being a stay-at-home son. He has the right attitude about it, especially during these difficult financial times. Brendan is breaking the stereotype of a person who lives with his parents while searching for a job. Let me go ahead and change person to man who lives with his parents while searching for a job, and even making a joke of it with his fantastic sense of humor. I find his candor about his situation refreshing because he has nothing to be embarrassed about. Brendan's stay-at-home son introduction most likely went viral because so many men could relate to it. And because of that, he is now a fan favorite. I hope that Brendan achieves all of his personal goals, but I really love to see him come back to Jeopardy in a tournament and go home a legend of the game. The Jeopardy Tournament of Champions is calling his name. Well, well, well. Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. It's wonderful to see this young man in such high spirits despite his situation. When so many people in his situation, they're pushed to be hopeless. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, we're going to shame you. Oh, we're going to kick you while you're down. Yeah, he's like, whatever. I accept my position. I embrace my position. I'm just going to have a happy time about it. It's not like his parents are trying to kick him out anyway. They're just like, okay, whatever. And guess what? That is exactly what a lot of young men need. That encouragement. Hey, if it's not going the way you want, take a break. Sometimes not doing something is the best form of action. Now, of course, like I said, Tommy Lahren, Megyn Kelly, I can't stand the fact that you always have women trying to talk about what's best for men. And of course, there was a podcast called Ruthless, a bunch of old out of touch guys talking about, well, you know, he's just get out there and blah, 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 blah. Shut the absolute fuck up, you dumbass idiots. People are not going to be on the same page. The kid's younger. But you know what? Once again, it's all about how do we shame young men into accepting the bad, insufferable deal called the modern American woman. Yeah, no. Not once did he mention relationships in his introduction or through the whole damn interview. But like I said, the conservatives, they had to make it about women. Yeah. Once again, gentlemen, once again, I'm going to go back to this topic, the topic of the quote unquote male loneliness epidemic. There is no male loneliness epidemic. Why? Because social media has given us all the evidence we need to come to this conclusion. Who is consistently asking about the other gender? It's not men. No, 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 no. It is consistently women getting online asking, where are all the men? Why aren't the men approaching us? Why aren't the men trying to take us out on dates? Blah, 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 blah. Ladies, men have decided, since you have raised your price too damn high, they've decided that they're not even going to participate. Nope, nope, no. Many, many, many of the old MGTOWs and red pillars like myself consistently said back in the day, women were eventually going to price themselves out of the relationship market. We were specific when we said the relationship market, because we all know women control the sexual market all day, every day, and twice on Sunday. However, it's us men that give these women the commitment. And guess what? The price is too high. Women constantly talk about pay me, pay me, pay me. Okay. So men have said, you know what? Nah, I'm not buying what you're selling. I'll go over here and I'll do my own thing. And guess what women tried to do? Continually shame those men. But guess what, ladies? You can't shame a man that no longer cares. It's just like trying to shame modern women. Modern women don't care. So shame is ineffective towards modern women. So now men have decided the same damn play. We don't give a fuck. Oh, you're going to call us gay. You're going to call us losers. You're going to call us incels. What the fuck ever? What the actual fuck ever? Remember, gentlemen, if a woman tries to shame you, three simple words, agree and amplify. When she calls you any sort of name, you make your response so over the top that it shocks their system. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And Megyn Kelly and Tommy Lahren, I would say y'all should be ashamed of y'allself, but you're not. You did this little Men in Decline segment just to try to shame young men into accepting unacceptable women. However, once again, the men are not buying what the modern woman is trying to sell. Hell, she can't even give it away at this point. Yeah, yeah. So for all of you women out there who think that you're going to go ahead and use this new shaming term to try to tell men that they need to, quote unquote, get back on the hamster wheel and be productive just so you can attach yourself to him like a parasite, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power, the social power that you think you have has gone out for a lot of men. Feminism and all of its ill-gotten gains actually freed men in the long run. Yeah, and a lot more men are waking up to that overwhelming fact, and they're celebrating it. Yeah, ladies, So feminism has gone out right along with it. And yeah, these men have experienced two things that are utterly, excuse me, intoxicating, and they're not going to give up. Peace and freedom. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.